before this beast. And what's the point? It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. You see, the church is gone, and yet he's going to make war with the saints and overcome them. That's what causes some people in the Christian frame to say the saints are going to go through the tribulation, and they mean the church. No, the church that is the body of Christ has already gone up, symbolized by John. But we're not the only saints. God is still not going to give up on a lot of people. He's just going to get us out of the way while he works them over. He must. You know, you heard the old story of the army mule that wouldn't move. And they got the old army sergeant that worked him, and he came, walked around the mule and sized it up, picked up a 2x4 and hit it right between the ears. And when they went down, the poor farmer said, "I wanted you to make him work, but not half kill him." He said, "I'm going to get to that, but I had to get his attention first." There ain't ever been a mule like a self-righteous saint. Ever. Anywhere. Now, listen to this. After the Lamb, first seal released the Lamb. I'm back to Revelation 6. I went over to the chapter where he comes forth as a beast, and he makes war on the saints, and he overcomes them. The church is gone. It went up opening the fourth chapter. Now let's go through these seals. First seal released Antichrist as a man of peace, on a white horse, looking like Christ, the deliverer. Second seal, red. War will come. Third seal, black horse. Famine will follow. Fourth seal, pale horse. Death. Fifth seal, sort of blows the theory of those that think when we die, we go to sleep. Souls of martyrs slain for the word of God, crying with a loud voice. Souls crying with a loud voice. Avenge us, God. He said, "No, wait a while. There's going to be some more to join you." That's it in a nutshell. Sixth seal, great earthquake, and the sun became black as the sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, stars of the heaven fell. Men hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains in fear and fright. From the 16th verse, wrath of the Lamb. There's not normal tribulation. It's God's wrath. It's that sergeant of eternity hitting the mule with the 2x4. We're gone. Now, the great day of his wrath, 17th verse says, is come. To those that are in Christ, we accepted the fact that the wrath of God for our sins fell on Christ. We are baptized into him, have become the mystical body of Christ, and we must be taken out of the way before the great day of his wrath comes. Otherwise, the wrath of God falls twice on the body of Christ. Then a parenthesis of the 7th chapter is inserted before the 7th seal, which is in the 8th chapter. 7th seal is opened at the opening of the 8th chapter. And silence in heaven for the space of half an hour. In between the 6th and 7th seal, and as the tribulation comes, there'll be 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 vials. And the great wrath of God will be released in the 7 seals, brought forth with the 7 trumpets, poured out with the 7... What in the world is that? Light went out. Telling you. 7 vials will pour out his wrath. Now, between the 6th and the 7th, before the trumpets begin to blow and things get worse, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth. And I saw another angel, second verse, seventh chapter, ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Hagios, those who belong to the Lord. Now, the church is gone. Yet, don't hurt this earth as the angels blow those trumpets that call forth wrath and the vials are poured out to bring wrath to its consummation, which will end with Armageddon. Hurt not the earth till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. That's all the Jews, my friend. Benjamin being the add-on. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Now, wherever Manasseh settled, and wherever those tribes have spread, 12,000 will be sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. You find a lot of them in the Netherlands. I'm telling you that. Of the tribe of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh were sealed 12,000. That means Manasseh is going to get a little more. Of the tribe of Benjamin, the rest of the kingdom of Judah and the Jews were sealed 12,000. People always say, where's the tribe of Dan? They're not there. I get that question all the time. Where's the tribe of Dan? They're not included. Well, why aren't they? Because God didn't include them. Like somebody getting saved and say, what about the heathen? I mean, I'm not going to set my ceiling until I know what the Dan people get. Now, having sealed them in their forehead, how's that going to be done? They're going to be marked. One of these days, in Glendale, after we're gone, people with some of my tapes are going to be playing this message. And they're going to go to the restaurant and somebody's going to walk in with a, trying to comb their hair down over their forehead problem. And they're going to see people with a seal on their forehead. Ah, that's figurative. Well, let's watch. Sixth seal was opened and great silence prepared for what's going to come. An angel took the censer, verse 5 of the 8th chapter. Am I boring you? I mean, this is going to happen, my friends. All in 7 years after we're gone. The angel took the censer, filled it with fire of the altar, cast it into the earth. There were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. This is wrath from God, not just horizontal persecution. The first angel sounded as we move into the trumpet phase. There followed hail and fire, mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Second angel sounded, verse 8, and as it were, a mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood. And a third part of the creatures that were in the sea and had life died. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. And there are some people dumb enough to say we're already in the tribulation. Man, there's a big difference between Chinese persecuting Christians and this. This is God's wrath. Third trumpet sounded, there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. What just happened in India will be just a little thimbleful. By comparison, as men die as a consequence of wormwood. Fourth angel sounded, third part of the sun was smitten. Our whole galaxy is going to be shaken up. Then, following that fourth trumpet, I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of the heavens saying, if you think it's been bad, friend, you ain't seen nothing yet. Of course, King James is not quite so pointed. Flying through the heavens saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. We're gone. The fifth angel sounded. I saw a star fall from heaven under the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, nothing other than the abyss. Now, my question is this angel going to just take a big, long dive, world record dive, right into the depths of the Bermuda Triangle, given the key of the, quote, abyss, literally, and he opened the abyss. And there arose a smoke out of the abyss. Every time it's the same word in the Greek. As the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the abyss. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. Now, he describes them as he sees them. It was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. Now, there is a modern prophecy preacher who has peddled Bible school notes out of the simple Southern Baptist Assembly of God praying into a world bestseller on this subject. And to him, and to many who read him, these are helicopters. Now, they're going to have a spotter, I guess, who's in that helicopter. And I can see the pilot. You better not make a mistake for us. There's 144,000 down there with a seal on their forehead, and you better figure out where they are before we shoot. Because it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. That's why I tell you it's going to be a visible sign. It's going to be seeable. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Anyone here ever been bitten by a scorpion? Let me see your hand. Painful, isn't it? 5 months. Here's a helicopter pilot, captain. Spotter, you better make sure we don't hit one with that mark. Gunner, just burn them a little, but don't kill them. Burn them till it'll feel like scorpion sting, but don't kill them. Now that's clever warfare. Father, if you let us hit one with the mark on his forehead, we're a goner. And gunner, if you accidentally overshoot and kill one, we're a goner. Because our seal order that came from the chief of staff worked out in the battle plan Don't shoot those with the mark in the forehead, and don't kill anybody. Just burn them. See, why are you being so ludicrous? So you'll quit being led astray by ludicrous interpretations of Scripture. These are not helicopters. They're demons that look like locusts, that are intelligent supernatural beings that have been bound in that abyss, that are going to be turned loose. Those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. On their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. And their faces were the faces of men. They had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. They had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. This prophecy preacher has gunners in the tail of a helicopter. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Now, the saints that will have war made on them are believers still here. Not only is the church caught up in a rapture before Antichrist is revealed, this 144,000 from every tribe of Israel will put the clincher on the faithful preachers of the last day who point out that the house of Israel was never ever lost, and that Israel and Judah have been here and will stay here, and that they, as God's chosen ones, will still be reached by God, and He will mark 144,000 of them to take my place and others like me to preach during that tribulation time. And I'll show you next Sunday, they will be caught away in a rapture of their own before the final end comes. Saints are still here, just not the saints in this church. All saints, Jew, Israelite, and Christian, who relies on his own works of righteousness to take him in, who says, I thank my God I'm not like Scott. I do too. At least I'll have a few years up there before they get there. Furthermore, I'll be ruling and reigning over them throughout eternity. Now, these demons released will pour out that wrath of pain to get the attention. I'm going to tell you, anybody that's still here, be it a Southern Baptist pastor who sees his neighbor come out with a mark in his forehead, is going to ask himself if it might not be true that some of the house of Israel have settled here and can be found. When 144,000 of them wearing this discernible mark begin to preach during the tribulation, these are the days prophesied of. A vast host will respond, and rather than take the mark of the beast, will give their heads as martyrs and join those martyrs whose souls cried out and God said, wait a while, there's some more going to join you. I don't want to be part of them. Thanks be to God, we'll be gone, caught up before any of it begins. That's what faith. I don't understand. That is what faith is doing for you. Now, the Lord's not about to come today. He's not going to come tomorrow. If He comes in 85, it won't be till the Feast of the Trumpets. But my faith makes it make no difference, because I'm in Christ. And before the wrath of God comes out, He will say, come up hither, as that Feast of the Trumpet blows and we're caught up. Then comes the atoning that will drive the saints that are here to finally recognize the truths that we've been proclaiming, and those before me, clear through the history of the church. Now, if you think this is bad, as Abaddon leads his band out of the bottomless pit, The angel cried out and said, one woe is past. Behold, there come two woes more that make this one look as nothing. I don't want to be here when this happens. I'm telling you it's going to happen. But I'm telling you, we'll be gone. Thanks be to God. Stand, everybody. I'll pick up right here next Sunday. If God be for us. 2:00.